Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld says airstrikes are just the beginning of the war in Afghanistan. Less clear is what the next military phase will be. A key question is how closely the U.S. will work with opposition groups already fighting the Taliban regime. NPR's David Malpas reports it's a delicate issue.
Undoubtedly, U.S. airstrikes have given opposition groups, such as the Northern Alliance, a bit more maneuvering room as they seek to break out of the northern tip of Afghanistan, where they've been boxed in for years by Taliban forces. And U.S. officials say they want to encourage such groups. But Washington is also keen to keep some political distance between America and this loosely bound army of ethnic minorities. Yesterday, when a reporter asked Joint Chiefs Chairman General Richard Myers if the U.S. is now coordinating airstrikes to aid Northern Alliance advances, the general gave this carefully worded answer.
What we're trying to do militarily, of course, is defeat the terrorists, the network, and the infrastructure that supports them, not particularly support any particular element.
Many experts on Afghanistan say the Bush administration is being quite prudent to avoid an open embrace of the Northern Alliance. Johns Hopkins University analyst Fred Starr, who was commissioned earlier this year to write a strategic assessment of Afghanistan for the top Pentagon brass, says alliance members are not Boy Scouts by a long shot. Better to describe them, he says, as useful warlords.
They have a tough record in the area of human rights and real brutality. It's quite comparable to the Taliban, I'm afraid. They have also provided aid and succor to terrorists. They are still deeply involved in the drug trade. And when they ruled in the northern town of Mazar-e-Sharif, they really engaged in spectacular corruption.
An even bigger reason to avoid being too closely identified with the Northern Alliance, Starr says, is that they have been almost entirely armed and supported by Russia for the last several years. To most of Afghanistan, he says, the alliance smells like a Trojan horse, a second attempt by Russia to take over Afghanistan. If the U.S. is seen as riding the alliance's coattails, it could cause the type of popular uprising against America that Washington is trying so hard to avoid. In addition, Pakistan, an important U.S. ally in the war, adamantly opposes any power grab by the Northern Alliance. Ted Carpenter, Vice President of Military and Foreign Policy Studies at the Cato Institute in Washington, agrees, but says the U.S. has to be realistic.
I think for the moment they are necessary partners for the United States, but they are hardly good partners.
If the Northern Alliance can help bring down the Taliban government and oust the al-Qaeda terrorist network, Carpenter says, then we should use them. Better that, he says, than introducing large numbers of U.S. ground forces. But he says the U.S. has to go into this relationship with eyes wide open about what happens if the Taliban regime is brought down.
A post-Taliban Afghanistan is not going to be a paragon of Western-style democracy or even relatively honest, non-repressive government. It's going to be an association of fairly corrupt, highly authoritarian politicians with their own ethnic agenda.
Bush administration officials say they intend to steer clear of the quicksand of nation-building in Afghanistan. As Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said yesterday, establishing a new government is not the responsibility of the United States.
I don't know people who are smart enough from other countries to tell other countries the kind of arrangements they ought to have to govern themselves. One would hope and pray that they'd end up with governments that would provide the best possible for the people of those countries. But I don't know that we know what that formula is, and my guess is it's the kind of thing that will ultimately be sorted out on the ground by Afghan people.
Most analysts agree that the Northern Alliance lacks the political base to rule the country. They talk about power sharing, but the Afghans have not been good at that, divided as they are by geography, ethnicity, language, and religion. There is nothing easy about this war, or what comes next. David Malpas, NPR News, Washington.